Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. How does a true Bible-believing born-again Christian deal with the issue of transgenderism? That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to this broadcast table to give us more detailed biblical information.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Sometimes in the last couple of months, I heard you talk about transgender people. I'm a born-again Christian. I am not transgender, but you talk about transgenderism as though it were some kind of horrible sin.
David, based upon her understanding of the Bible, she described homosexuality as an abhorrent abomination. But doesn't that then raise some serious questions, she said, since she also believes that transgenderism, a person trapped in a body of the wrong gender.
I would say that she is right concerning her observation about what the Bible says about homosexual behavior, and that would be sexual activity with anyone of the same genetic sex. A female gender trapped in a male body, could that person actually have sex with someone who is genetically of the same gender? Does that then put it under the category of an abhorrent sin? It raises a lot of serious questions medically, genetically, biblically. I think it's helpful that we discuss this. You can't have it both ways. Then that would mean that celibacy would be the only sure way to keep from committing sin.
You know, one of the things that I think bothered both of us was the use of scripture to defend her theory about transgenderism without any remote reference to the word of God. That bothers me.
Well, it does me too. We understand that in the beginning, we read in Genesis chapters 1 and 2 that God created two genders, male and female, and that those genders are rooted in our DNA, and God created these two genders. If you separate from the Word of God any reference to transgenderism, then that poses a problem in my mind with regard to 2 Timothy 3:16, which talks about everything that we need to know for life and godliness can be found in the Scriptures. If there is some kind of third gender or third combination, there's no reference to that in the Word of God at all. I think that poses some serious questions that need to be answered.
David James with a biblical look as to how to help a true Bible-believing born-again Christian have a prophetic perspective on the issue of transgenderism. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. There's only one way to deal with the issue of transgenderism. That is from a biblical prophetic perspective. If you'd like more information on this issue, please go to my homepage of my website, prophecytoday.com, and listen to my 15-minute broadcast, Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This will give you a prophetic perspective on the issue. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...